Welcome everyone to our closed loop marketing webinar. We're happy to have you here today. I am joined by Devin. He is the Director of Marketing Automation and Analytics here at O8. So we'll be diving into everything here shortly, but quick overview. So we're just going to start with some general information, go into the presentation, and then we are going to end with some Q&A. So you'll have some time to ask us any questions you might have. So with that, to get things started, Devin, tell us a little bit about yourself and then tell us a little bit about what closed loop marketing is.
Sure. Well, really quickly about me, my name is Devin Bellamy. And like she said, I'm Director of Marketing Automation and Analytics here at O8. I am a huge HubSpot fanboy, and I have been working with marketing automation probably past 6-7 years or so. But I really found my stride with HubSpot. It's been fun. Before here, I've been head of development. I've been a CMO. I've been a senior VP. I've marketing director. I've done it all. Even managed a radio station. So that was fun. And if you couldn't tell, I'm a bit of a Deadpool fan.
I was going to ask that. All right. And tell us, what is closed loop marketing, our topic for today?
That is an excellent question. Thankfully, we have a slide deck prepared. So closed loop marketing is simply the use of analytics and insights to build better marketing campaigns that lead to ROI. So in short, it's a way for you to be a data-driven marketer and include the sales team in the process. The sales team provides data reports that show which leads converted to sales and which leads did not, which is the number one complaint that you'll get from marketers everywhere, is that they say sending leads to sales is almost like a black hole. Once you send them there, you never see it again. So if you deal with that in your organization, it's not unique to you.
That's helpful. I think a lot of us face those same problems, but how does closed loop marketing work?
Well, closed loop marketing is kind of, you can think of it as circular reporting. So you can think of it from all the way from the moment the person arrives on your site to when they become a customer and everything in between. Both the marketers and the salespeople are able to track that. So if you're looking at this diagram, which was made by HubSpot, visitor arrives on the site. What happens from a technological standpoint is that a cookie is dropped on their computer. And so we're able to see how a person got into the site, what happened there. We're able to see when they browse a site, what pages they looked at, what they spent time on. And when they convert a lead, then we're actually able to put a name and a face, so to speak, to those behaviors. And so what's really helpful at that point is when it goes over to the sales team from a sales standpoint, they're able to see everything that this person's done to interact with your brand, and even how they found out about you prior to the conversation. So you can see what pages they've been on, what they're interested in, potentially learn their pain points, and have a much more educated conversation. And then from the marketing side, we're able to see what works and what doesn't and be able to adjust accordingly.
Tell me a bit about the goals. Like, what are you trying to accomplish with closed loop marketing?
Well, the goals with closed loop marketing, or CLM, as its friends like to call it, you get improved marketing insights, you're generating quality leads, and you're getting increased sales. And that is huge, especially the last two. So as marketers, what can happen is that we can get stuck in what are called vanity metrics, where we're like, yeah, we got all this traffic, we're amazing. And we got these people filling out these forms. That's wonderful. But the problem is that if they're not the right people coming to your website, if they're not the right people filling out the forms, then all you're doing is looking really cool, but you're not actually accomplishing anything. Like if you are an American restaurant, that's cool, but it's not really helpful if you're getting millions of views from Russia. That's not going to drive sales or get people in the door. If it's business to business and you are say that you have a software solution that's really helpful for one segment, but you're driving all these B2C customers who are literally just trying to educate themselves about it. Well, you're winning by positioning yourself as a thought leader, but are you actually increasing sales? And with closed loop marketing, you can answer that question.
That's great. But with every great thing like this, there's always going to be some challenges. Talk me through some of those.
Yes, the dark side of closed loop marketing. The first thing, the hardest thing, is sales team buy-in. I am not trying to besmirch the honor of any salesperson who is currently watching this, but once salespeople find a way that works, it's hard to change. That's why you got people who are quote unquote old school and will stick with their Excel spreadsheets. I don't care if you give me a CRM, this spreadsheet works, and by golly, we're going to stick with it. The problem is that marketers can't look at that. We can't, you know, interact with that. And a lot of time it's doesn't have all the data that we need in order to know whether or not something's been successful. So getting the sales team and the marketing team all together, working together is tough. And a lot of times, even if the sales team isn't like old school Excel, they could still be, you know, Salesforce, and we can have the marketing team using HubSpot. But how to get those two together, if you don't know what it is that you're doing, that can be tough, getting all of the different platforms to talk together. And the larger your organization is, the more things you do, the more platforms you're going to be using. And it's harder to find platforms that do everything you want them to do exactly the way you want them to do it. So the default idea is to just find a new platform that'll solve this particular problem. But the problem is that now you siloed this particular set of data. So being able to integrate everything and get everything talking to each other, or at least at the very least, having a central source of truth that you can use for reporting can be tough. But then the last thing is the operational changes. When we're talking about how everyone's doing things, we talked about how the sales team does things their way, marketing does things their way. And so having to change your working relationship, your dynamic, where it's like, okay, our goal now isn't just to get views, but it's to get quality leads. That means that we're shifting the entirety of our KPIs. That means that we're changing everything that we're doing. And from a sales team's perspective, that means that we have to be more intentional with how we handle our leads. A lot of sales teams that I've worked with in the past are used to just being inundated with leads and finding the hot ones and converting those. And that's okay. It gets dollars in the door. But the issue is you 9 times out of 10 have a very low conversion rate. And it's because if you're cherry picking, you're not working at people on their buy cycle. You're working on your sell cycle. And so someone might not be buy ready, and then they get passed over because you're looking for that next hot lead. I don't mean to besmirch the honor of any salesperson in here, but as marketers, we find that very frustrating because we've worked so hard to get these leads in the door and get them in front of you. And they're like, oh, they're not going to buy now. Who's next? Come on, give me somebody. And that is a huge change in how sales teams operate. So when we're talking about closed loop marketing, we can see, okay, this person's not buy ready. Let's go ahead and throw this fish back until they are. Let's keep nurturing them until they show more buy intent. Then we can put them back in front of the salesperson. So those are just some of the operations, really high level stuff on what you have to deal with there.
Hey, I get it. As a person that's a hybrid of, you know, half my job is sales, half my job is marketing, I really see where that can be a big divide between the teams. But let's say I'm a C-level, you know, you always got to get that C-level buy-in, and C-levels love their central source of truth. Like, they want to go in and they want to see all the data and they want to see their teams working together. So let's say you want to approach your higher up, your leader on this. How can you describe to them the benefits of closed loop marketing? Because I know there's benefits to both marketing and sales. So walk us through those.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing, if you want C-suite buy-in on anything, use data. And then use pictures. And then use colors. Because what they want to do is they want to see the dollar and cents of everything. And then they also don't want to be bored to tears trying to sort through it all. Present them with a solution. Don't just say, hey, what do you think? And then go. So that's just in general, selling to sell, C-suite 101, getting C-suite buy-in 101. That's how you do it. But when it comes to closed loop marketing in particular, you look at how it can benefit both of your teams. So first, we start with the marketing team benefits. As we said before, it eliminates guesswork. We don't have to figure out which channels are working. We know that what we're spending dollars on, what we're spending our man hours on, are generating traffic. If you've read Traction, which is a book, well, there's more than one Traction book, but the Traction one I'm talking about refers to the bullseye framework, where you're kind of trying to narrow in on what marketing channels and tactics work for you. Closed loop marketing is huge because you're no longer looking at vanity metrics. You no longer are thinking about what makes you feel good. You're thinking about what actually works. And then once you identify what actually works, that leads to lowering the cost per lead. Once your CPL numbers go down, that makes everyone happy because you're not spending man hours and resources on things that don't work. And you can also have better attribution and reporting, because not only can you see what does work, you can show your marketing efforts to the C-suite and saying, hey, you see this dollar that we brought in, that dollar came because of this particular marketing effort. And that is another excellent piece of advice that I can give any marketer who does not work for a marketing agency. You have to be able to show your value with attribution reporting, because what's going to happen is that you can create this amazing sales marketing alignment. You can do this fantastic ebook that generates an insane number of leads that will make your marketing team go from 2 people to 25 people and turn your company into the 800-pound gorilla. Put them on the Inc. 500 list. But or what will happen is that the sales team will get all of the credit because they're the ones that are closing the deals. Mm-hmm. And you want to be able to say, yeah, it's not just them. It's a team effort. And we can say they got these excellent lead qualities because we worked hard to increase that lead quality, not just increase the number of leads, shoving names and phone numbers and emails down their throats. We're actually sending them qualified, interested parties who fit our ideal buyer profile. And again, I can't say this enough, it eliminates vanity metrics. But that's on the marketing side. The sales team side is that it shortens sales cycles, which is fantastic. Because if we are effectively marketing, we're putting out all of this great content that is unique to the buyer and really speaks to them on a personal level and addresses their pain points that they weren't even aware of. They're going to be ready to buy more quickly. They have to sift through less noise in order to find their solution. And that will in turn increase ROI. Like we had talked about before, we had talked about your efforts and where you're putting that energy. With this, you're putting the most money where it needs to be, so that customer lifetime value is increased. Because in again, whole separate conversation, your customer lifetime value is one thing, but your customer acquisition cost is another thing. And so you got to subtract your customer acquisition cost from your customer lifetime value, and then you actually get the real customer value. And if your customer acquisition cost is 200, but the client's only spending 150, then you're not really making any money. So that's that increased ROI. And yeah, I got ahead of myself, increasing that customer lifetime value overall. But best of all, it allows the marketing team and the sales team to play together. The relationship has been so adversarial for so long. Cats and dogs. Sales isn't working the leads. Marketing isn't sending us quality enough people. They're doing everything wrong. Nobody's talking. Closed loop marketing puts everybody in the same sandbox and aligns everyone with the same goals and allows everyone to know what everyone else is doing, setting up clear expectations. Relationships fail because of unmet expectations. We eliminate that with closed loop marketing, which sets you up for the ultimate in business to business sales, account-based marketing. I could just drop the mic right there. I could just walk away just talking about how you're set up now for account-based marketing, because then you can see who the sales team's talking to, where they at in the conversation. You can have conversations about what the pain points are, and then you can, sales team can go back to marketing and say, hey, here's the top 50, top 100 people accounts that we're trying to go after. Please work your magic. And the teams can go after them together.
Love it. Love it. We all know that story, right? All right, Devin. Well, you've sold me on it. I want to do it. I want to implement this, but I'm nervous. How do I go about implementing it? Is it a heavy lift? What do I need? Walk me through it.
So it is a heavy lift. We were talking about before what the challenges are. The biggest thing is your tech stack. Everyone is using different tools in order to get different things done. Everything's got to talk to everything else. So the first thing is you need a CRM. You need a place where all of your contacts live, something that your sales team is working with and how they're keeping track of who they're talking to. And then you need your CMS. Well, in this case, it's more like your marketing automation software, but a content management system definitely comes into play too. So when we say your marketing automation system, in this case, we can do the marketing hub by HubSpot. Your CRM could be the sales hub by HubSpot. It could be Salesforce. It can be however you want. But the thing is, whatever you're using, if you're using like using these two, best case scenario, because they're on the same platform. But if you're using Salesforce and Eloqua, which are two different things, then in that case, you want to work with the application programming interface, which is just the long way of saying API, but saying application programming interface makes me sound so smart. So I break that one out any chance I get. But using APIs to get everything talking to each other is very important, because that is the crux of your closed loop reporting. But like I said before, the more you do, the more platforms that you are going to be working with. So now we got to talk about your chat clients. That's like Drift, live chat. HubSpot also has it. Your customer service ticketing, Zendesk, HubSpot Service Hub. And if you're selling online, your e-commerce platform, like WooCommerce and Shopify. The important thing is to get all of these items talking together. And so if you want to implement closed loop marketing, you're going to need three things. You're going to need your systems person who can integrate all these people, your technical person, not necessarily an IT person. This is more of a marketing automation specialist. Thank you.
There you go. So
you can do marketing automation specialists. Some people call them sales architects. The important thing is that you want to work with either someone internally or an agency who can connect all of these dots for you and getting the information in place. The second thing is that you're going to need an operations team in order to manage it, to set up processes and having conversation. Because it's not going to happen organically. It's not something that you can just build it and they will come. You have to have processes in place. You have to have communication structures in place. But the last thing that you need is you need talent. You need solid marketing talent. You need solid sales talent and people who can take this thing that's been built and use it to their advantage, apply their own secret sauce in order to make it work. Marketers who are data-driven, salespeople who are consultative and relationship-oriented. That is like the Disney world of your sales and marketing alignment. That's how to really make it work. So with all that being said, it comes back to the original question. How do we implement it? Work with an expert. There are agencies out there that do nothing but consult on sales and marketing alignment. And then there are other agencies, I happen to work for one, that will not only consult on how to make it happen, but will put it all together for you. Like they will build out your CRM. They will build out your marketing automation and will make the two talk. If you have existing solutions, they can bring it all together. sometimes it'll require custom API. Sometimes you'll use Zapier. If you are lucky enough to be on the HubSpot platform, it talks to almost everything, especially with the new operations hub. It's made developing the communications between your platforms just next level. And then at that point, you can just have a revenue ops team, a rev ops team go in and make it happen. But yeah, that's what we do. For first steps, find a professional.
Yeah, I love it. And I'll also say if you go through an agency, you can definitely get like better pricing and better support for a lot of these tools I've discovered. Like we'll have clients get a quote and we're like, wait a minute, no, we can go in there and we can help you, you know, find the right thing that works for you. But I do want to make sure we have time for everyone to be able to ask some questions on this. We know it's a big topic and this was super high level today. And I also just want to remind everyone that if you're here watching, you're going to get a companion piece for today's webinar. So you will receive a link via your email that will be able to, you can click and download our closed loop marketing ebook. And then of course, just share it with your friends, your colleagues, your family, LinkedIn, whatever you want to do, and reach out to us if you have any questions on that specifically. But speaking of questions, go ahead and throw any of your questions into that Q&A bubble in the chat here. It looks like we've already had some from earlier. So I really like this question, Devin. How do you know if you're ready for closed loop marketing? Are there any identifiers in your organization or maybe even like red flags that you can see and be like, all right, this is how we're going to fix it?
Absolutely. So, Here's the thing. If you are doing marketing and you are also doing sales, then you are ready for closed loop marketing. That's as simple as it. Literally everyone should be doing it because doing anything less, I wouldn't say is a waste of talent and money. It's just that you could be increasing your ROI by making more informed decisions on your marketing. And then also increasing your conversion rate by having a sales team that's working your qualified leads from beginning to end. Red flags would be your sales process. Having a sales team that doesn't respond well to change. If you introduce a playbook and you get pushback, that's an issue. If you are working in an industry where it is typical that the sales team guards their Rolodex with their life. I've worked in certain verticals where everything was based entirely on your relationship. When I worked in radio, for example, the salespeople on our radio stations would have pre-existing relationships that they've developed over the years. And when they finally would work on things, it would be this very like, ooh, my precious, with their Rolodex, and you wouldn't know who they knew. And when they left, it was just this huge brain drain when it came to lead development. So one of the cornerstones of closed loop reporting and closed loop marketing is that it has to be clear visibility 100% on both sides.
All right. And we just got another great question. If you are a traditional marketer and are just transitioning to closed loop marketing, when your CRM and your CMS are set up, what is it, your advice for quick wins? We know everyone wants quick wins, both sales and marketing. We hear this all the time. What do you have to say, Devin?
The quick win, generate a lead magnet. So you can have, it can be something as simple as an ebook. It can be an email seminar. It can be a digital toolkit. It can be whatever you're creating that will offer value enough for someone to give you their personal information. And at that point, the sales team can see who it is that's getting this information and put two and two together, come up with five, which is close enough, where you can see who is viewing your content. I had one client that I used to work with when I was teaching them how to use HubSpot, and they had this dynamic digital toolkit for branding. And one of the questions I asked, like, well, do you know who's looking at this stuff? This is, well, no, we just know that we're getting a lot of downloads. And so we started digging through the submissions list, and we're seeing people from McDonald's. We're seeing people from these like Fortune 100 companies, and like just like really creme de la creme enterprise, have so much money they don't know what to do with it kind of companies. And not only are the, is it that, but these are decision makers in this company. And it's like, okay, what problems are you trying to solve with this toolkit? And how can I get you to pay me to help? That's the kind of questions that the sales team can be asking once you get that going. So the quick wins, to go back to your original question, is just developing what we call the MVP, the minimum viable product, a small campaign that will generate leads, or at the very least generate awareness. So you can pass someone, pass a contact on to the sales team, give them visibility from front to back, and use that MVP as a proof of concept to scale up on.
Love that for sure. All right, getting more questions coming in here. All right, two of them are trying to kind of differentiate, two of these questions are trying to differentiate closed loop marketing from cost per lead. Isn't it just the same thing? And also, how is closed loop marketing different from drip marketing?
Well, drip marketing, I'll start with drip marketing first. Drip marketing is still something that you can do blind, where you can just constantly send someone an email. That is basically traditional drip marketing. You can go a little bit further, get a little stocky with some retargeting, get some remarketing going on. But at the end of the day, you're not really pinpointing what it is that's generating interest and who is generating interest. And at the same time, with traditional drip marketing, you're going to end up generating gray mail. There's no way around it. And gray mail, if you don't know, is when someone opts in and says, yeah, I'll receive your emails, and then they never open them because your emails get buried. Or if they're using a Gmail client, it gets sorted into one of those other tabs. And it's like you're not hitting their inbox. And so drip marketing, while it's a useful tool, developing lead nurturing emails, if you're a little bit more purposeful about it, instead of just saying, hey, I'm still here, then that's when closed loop marketing can come into play. And then again, along the same veins of being purposeful, you can see who's been not only interacting with your brand in your marketing, who's been interacting with your salespeople. And that way you can see, it's like, all right, well, this would be a really cool lead, but they're not interacting with us as excited as I would be to keep them. Maybe I need to focus my energy on other people. And so instead of throwing out a net, you're more spear fishing. And yeah. Thanks. And the other one with cost per lead, a cost per lead is a specific metric, where closed loop marketing is a process. So your cost per lead is literally how much did you spend to get that person in? And it can vary by channel. And so, and you can, there's like a whole webinars, whole series on how to identify your cost per lead, whether or not it's first touch, whether or not it's last touch, whether or not it's some amalgamation of the two. But just to simplify it, let's say you went to a trade show. You went to a trade show, you spent $2,000 to get to and present at this trade show. We're not even talking about man hours. We're just talking just your flat cost to be at this trade show. You gotten two leads at this trade show, two solid leads at this trade show, because for whatever reason, maybe your brand ambassador has social anxiety issues, or it's the exact opposite and they can only talk to one person for 6 hours at a time. Either way, each of those leads cost you $1,000. So that was your cost per lead there. And so that's like a really oversimplified way to explain what cost per lead means. And so if you're looking at it from a digital standpoint, you're looking at what your what you're bringing in as far as your online. And are we at time? I'll be quick. What you're bringing in online, what you're spending on your ads versus who's actually converting and who's closing, then that allows you to reevaluate and lower that cost per lead.
Love it. I do want to end on just this last question. What types of reports and analytics are available with Closed Loop Marketing? Like if I'm trying to sell this idea to my sales team, my marketing team, maybe I am the C-level, or maybe I'm the sales or salesperson or marketer trying to sell it to the C-suite. What can I tell them that they can expect to see?
They can expect to see metrics from the entire buy cycle. From the moment someone visits your website, to the moment someone hits your radar, even before they hit your radar, once they interact with your brand, all the way to the moment that they close and beyond. You can see every metric from an individual level and then also see your conversion rates on an overall level. So you can see as you're getting all of these visitors, what your visitor to lead rate is, what how many people are hitting your site versus how many of them are actually filling out forms. What your lead to, we'll say your sales qualified rate is, where it's like they filled out the form, but sales says, hey, they're actually worth talking to. And then seeing what that sales to opportunity lead is like, okay, this person's not only worth talking to, but we might actually be able to get them to spend some money. Let me show them this demo on what we do real quick. And then your opportunity to close. So who's seen the demo versus who's signed the contract and who is given you money. We'd be able to report that from beginning to end, and then also optimize. So if one of those conversion rates is looking a little anemic, we can do something about it.
Great. Well, this was super helpful, Devin. I think that this was really great information. And you know, for a salesperson, obviously it shortens the sales cycle, which is wonderful. It's what all of us want to do. For a marketer, it justifies, you know, what you do. It shows your value. And as a C-suite, being able to just see the big picture and have everyone play nicely together and really just close that loop this just sounds like it solves a lot of problems. And then of course, even higher up, people like investors and everything would just love this. But thanks for joining us today. See ya.
Bye.